This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zioli Show. Do us a favor, please subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and tell your friends. Come on, I got kids to feed. College isn't going to pay for itself, you know? Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Dennis Miller, it's milk time, baby. My man, how are you?
Ricardo, what's shaking? How are you this week?
I'm good, buddy. Merry Christmas, because I know next week is Christmas, so we probably won't talk on Christmas Day. Although I'd love to. If you have time, we can chit-chat, but otherwise, you know, Merry Christmas.
Excuse me, I might chat up the family that day, Ricardo, but thank you for the offer.
I understand. The one and only Dennis Miller joins us, of course, and he is our official Zioli Show correspondent, which we are honored about. He'll also be in our area for one night only, which I'll tell you about in a few minutes. First of all, I want to get your take on a number of different things. Now, right off the bat here, the wall funding. The Democrats say no way. There might be a shutdown. Maybe there'll be a compromise. What do you see as the president's best political move here?
I think Trump will be out if he doesn't do something dramatic about the wall. I think if Trump comes to the people and says, after making all those promises, what I've delivered is what Chuck Schumer wants you to have, I think he's gone. He's got a few things that people bank on, and one that he's a disruptor. He's a bull in the China shop. He's going to flip it upside down. If he just turns into Paul Ryan with orange hair, it's going to be bad for him, man. And listen, if they're not going to build a wall, I was thinking, in keeping with America, I have a better idea. It's so porous down there now. If we can't build a wall, let's just build a mall and let Paul Blart become an ICE agent and take care of it that way. I mean, come on. We got to put something down there. If you go to a bad hotel in the middle of the afternoon with a coworker to have a bonk afternoon, you've got to scrawl something on the desk blotter. To think you could just come to the country and drive through and throw a token into that change thing and keep moving, we've gone absolutely nuts. Now, I read that Mexico is the most obese country on the planet right now, and I was thinking we could maybe use that. Instead of a wall, we build a gently arcing buffet line where they pick their appetizer up in Tijuana. You come in here for the entree in San Diego, then you arc it just back into Mexico for the plan station dessert. Everybody's happy. Everybody's full. Nobody knows where they're at.
I love it. And what about the tequila shots? Just along the way, stations or...
That can be on ice with an ice agent. There you go.
It's a bold move. Can we go back to the bopping a coworker at a hotel in the middle of the afternoon? Because I'd like to focus on that for a few moments if we could.
Well, I'm just saying that kills me that if you go to a Red Roof Inn, they go, can you sign in? And I see some ID. Yeah, you have to pull out something fake or scrawl something on the desk blotter, but you can come into the greatest country in the world, and there's a speed lane. I couldn't forget, it's gotten so crazy. There's an illegal alien lane on the 405 now. They're going past me at the speed of light.
You know what's amazing, too, is that the port of entry, people get mad at that. But to your analogy with the hotel, I can't just walk in on the third floor using the fire escape and then just say, I'm taking a room. You got to go through the port of entry, you know, the front desk, the lobby, the check-in, even if you're going to use John Smith as your... Welcome back, Mr. Smith. But still, you have to go through the front door.
Yeah, it's the only thing in the world where there's not allowed to be a check-in. And I know Obamacare has been rolled down now, but I always thought the Democrats would do that in when they eventually found out you needed a photo ID to participate in Obamacare. I thought that's when they'd do that in. The long knives would come out in-house, as they say, and you'd see roadrunner clouds heading off into the distance away from that legislation.
Dennis Miller is with us. He hosts a twice weekly podcast called The Dennis Miller Option. You can get it, subscribe to it on iTunes. And one night only, Friday, February 22nd, Dennis Miller, Mark Stein, the adorable, deplorable tour, the Santander Pack, which is somewhere in Pennsylvania. Reading, I believe.
Yeah, that one's selling very well, so I have to thank you. We always sort of tease about it being out in, out there in the great mist, but this must overlap with that area demographic for the place because it's selling ducats. So I'm appreciative, my friend.
Well, you should be. And no, I mean, thank you for saying that. It will be a great night. And it's very, very close to here. Reading is very close. There's also one of my favorite hotels there, which is the Abraham Lincoln Hotel. It's a historic hotel. So I don't know if Lincoln ever...
And, you know, in there to have the back of your head blown off by a derringer, you have to scrawl something on the desk blotter. Something on the desk blotter.
By the way, can I?
Your prefrontal lobe.
Listen, too soon, man. Too soon. For Lincoln assassination jokes. You got to give it at least another 150 years.
All right, you're right. I dumped the gun. I dumped the musket, as they said.
Of course, you can also download his stand-up special, Dennis Miller, Fake News, Real Jokes. What do you make of the whole issue with the Democrats being back in charge? Nancy Pelosi is going to be Speaker of the House again. What does that, in your mind, mean for the country? Are they going to overplay their hand, the Democrats?
What a demented magpie she is. I mean, you could run the Paris-Dakar rally in the space between her ears. I've actually accrued air miles inside Pelosi's skull, so I don't think she's going to show well. I see Ocasio-Cortez has already taken a week off for rejuvenation. She hasn't even been sworn in yet, and she's already taken a week off. Excuse me, the Ministry of Punctuation is called Ocasio-Cortez. They want their hyphen back because she's diluting the brand over there. All right? I thought Wasserman Schultz was a waste of a hyphen. This gal has not even clocked in on day one, and she's taking some downtime to gather her thoughts. And trust me, that is a wide Easter egg hunt there, gathering those thoughts together. I don't quite know what to say. I know they're going to investigate Trump out the wazoo. If I was Trump, the first day they swear them in, I'd invite her to go with me to get a colonoscopy and say, "You're going to scope me, baby? Let's do the real thing."
Do the real thing, and then understand it's coming right back at you.
I the thing about Trump that makes me laugh is he's completely indefatigable. Nobody has been analyzed like this. Nobody is more hated. And yet I see him, he just keeps moving on. There's something fascinating about that to me. I always liked that character in The Fountainhead, Howard Rourke, who could care less what people think of him. And I find Trump to be akin to that. He's like an Ayn Rand sort of character. It just doesn't seem to wear him down. Interesting.
No, and in fact, I think it fires him up. I really do. He's like a bull. He loves the fight. By the way, I just want to make a point. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who just lost the hyphen, she's lamenting the loss of yoga, Dennis Miller. You got to understand. She's losing out on her yoga time. And that's not easy for any of us, especially me, because I don't do yoga. But
it wasn't easy when I had to watch Hillary quit yoga when she lost the 33,000 emails. And, you know, she always looked like a walking billboard for yoga. I thought, yeah, I want to be like that. I want to walk into a room in one of those blocky Volvo pantsuits that you buy by the grocery off the back cover of Parade magazine. And then I want to bend my head through my legs, come up the other side like I'm one of the Chinese acrobat kids working halftime at the Globetrotter game. Yeah, Hillary's a yogi. Yeah, I get that, right.
Hey, she may run for president again.
Well, she might walk for president. She ain't running.
You know, Cortez says, "I went from doing yoga and making wild rice and salmon dinners to eating fast food for dinner and falling asleep in my jeans and makeup." She's 29 years old. If you're not falling asleep in your jeans and makeup, you're doing it wrong, aren't you?
She's a perfect representative of the millennial. I mean, really, I often think that if the millennials truly take over and reinstitute our space program, they're going to fly to the moon. Two kids are going to land there in the lunar module. They'll have a couch inside the lunar module on a PlayStation. And somebody will say, "It's time to get off and walk on the planet's surface." And the kids will say, "Nah, we don't think so. We're going to stay in and play a game on our video screen about walking on the moon's surface." So Ocasio-Cortez is perfectly emblematic of the time.
Yeah, hang on, easy. I'll get out of the lunar craft in a second, but I'm playing on the moon, and I might win. So
I'm trying to get on the top three scores here. Shut up, Matt.
I just got the password for 1,000 lives. Zip it.
That's coming, brother. Trust me. There are kids who won't get off the couch for a year at a time now wearing GoPro cameras on a couch helmet, you know, chronicling and bringing in the fiddle faddle in a big honking bowl. We have couch potatoes in GoPro cams.
And that's not a good look for anybody.
No, not
for anybody.
Hey, I gotta bring something up. Mickey Foles.
He's back,
beautiful.
Baby. He's
beautiful.
Back. My man.
I love the play. Listen, Carson Wentz seems like a good kid, but let's face facts. At this time, for the Eagles, it's drawn to an inside straight. And why not go full Cinderella, put him in again. I love the fact that he pulled that out the other night. And I like L.A. I like Jared Goff. But I was just thinking Foles has that he has a perspective bred of being right up against the abyss. You know what I mean? He was driving through the desert. He was gonna retire. He was giving it all up. And now when it's big game time and they say, shouldn't you be sweating? He goes, brother, I've seen what you sweat about, and this ain't it. When he put down the Lombardi trophy last year to hoist the more important trophy, the kid with the earphones on, I thought, this is a man in full. This is the guy I wanted to helm, and I'm glad he's back in for the Eagles. Let's see. I think they're going to make a run.
Yeah, no, listen, this is exactly what happened last year, right? We were down, and then Foles comes in, he turns it all around. I was worried we were going to lose him to become a preacher, which I think he's basically going to do at some point. But Dennis Miller, here's my question to you. I mean, I'm Italian. The guy wins you the Super Bowl. Why do you not start that guy? It's a loyalty thing. He won you the freaking trophy, and you still don't start the guy. That's the Eagles' mistake all along.
Didn't they come out of the blocks with him, though, to some extent, or am I wrong? I thought they gave him some opportunity.
Yeah, but they were all just gearing up for Wentz to get better. Couple games, and then Wentz was back in. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, I think that Peterson is one of the open-minded coaches in the league, really. That play call down at the five still blows my mind. That was like out of Doctor Strange. But I'll give him this. They do live inside the box. You know what I mean? They have to make these decisions. They've got square GMs. Who knows what Howie's like as a GM? But it's played out perfectly. The kid's not doing too bad. I think he's in the bullpen, and I think Foles comes off, and he, like I said, he has the clear mind of a guy who knows what's important in life. So I think it's played out perfectly, and I don't know. I'd look to the Eagles. I don't know. I saw Fletcher Cox limp off. Is he okay? Because if he's not okay, it's over, but is he okay?
He'll be fine. Don't worry about it. He's all right. He's got the Philly magic.
Well, then...
But by the way, you know, the Eagles are telling everybody now you should wear a ski mask. They want the fans to wear ski masks. They say they're going to steal it all back. I just don't know if walking around the city in a ski mask is a... What could possibly go wrong? You know what I mean?
Yeah, imagine you're the poor beat cop working that thing outside the bank trying to break up people who want to smoke, and everybody coming by you has a ski mask on. Think he's a little fidgety? That's like being a car valet in Beirut.
On that note, my friend, listen, Merry Christmas, Dennis Miller. Thanks for a great year. We're excited for 2019. Excited to see you one night only, and I'll be there as well. Friday, February 22nd, the Santander Pack. Dennis Miller, Mark Stein, the Adorable Deplorable Tour. And yeah, brother, we'll talk to you in the new year.
Boys, you're always kind to me. Have a Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you in 2019.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.